Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team, flipping slippers from the show and they saluting the name. Underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. It's UGS for life for you busters that don't know. I'm down with President Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. That's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion when you can hear Prez's voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever their name get mentioned. Oh. Well, Pittsburgh Patrick, they gon' teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at they door in bandanas. For screaming real hip-hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, y'all a bash. Take aim at the lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay them smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking.
Mash it and attack it.
Turning taxer for every question Scott be asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast them. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 397. You know what I'm saying? Very special episode. We got the homie Snake Lucci returning. And this time, you know what I'm saying, he brought King Iso with him. So we're going to get off in this interview here in a few minutes. Those of you who don't know Snake Lucci, he's been on the show a couple times, actually. Go check out the archive at UGSForLife.com. He's been on a few shows, man. As far as myself, if you can't tell, I'm sick as a dog. I've been sick in about a year, and all of a sudden, bah! You know what I'm saying? That shit just crept up on your boy and kind of fucked him up a little bit. But, you know, we still do what we do, man. This is Murder Master Music Show, man. This shit really don't stop, to be honest with you. Let me bring on the homie Pittsburgh Patrick, you know, hip-hop roundtable host, UGS for Life radio host. How you doing, Pittsburgh?
Yo, what's up, man?
And we're bringing the homie Snake Lucci back, man. This cat, you know, out of Omaha, Nebraska. And the beautiful thing about this episode is tonight he's a free man when we have him on. You know, the last two times we interviewed him from, you know, when he was behind the wall, and now he's back home. You know what I'm saying? He's on the bricks. He's free. You know, he's repping Omaha, and he hit the ground running, man. The guy's actually doing videos. He's doing all kinds of things, man. So real happy for the homie. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring him on right now, man. I believe this is him. Is this you, Snake?
That's me, in the flesh.
Yeah. Snake Lucci. And you're free man, man. Honor to have you on the show as a free man. Real talk.
Hey, it's a pleasure. On, anytime. Yep. Hell yeah, it's real. High definition.
Between you and the homie Brandon, man, you guys did about, two decades, man, and I salute both you guys for doing what you do, both you guys for being free, home with your families,
Snake,
man.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Snake,
that's what it's all about.
Snake, I wanted to tell you this, man. The last time you were on, you and Prez did the pre-record when you were still in the joint. And man, so, like, I co-hosted the live part of that show, and then we went to your interview that was pre-recorded, and I stayed on the line to listen to the interview, and that music, man, that he played during your interview, man, that was some of the hardest shit I heard in a long time, and you can ask him, right after the show, I hit him up, like, yo, I need those tracks, man. And
yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
That's some of the best music, man. And I'm you know, like Prez just mentioned, I was in there before, man. And
yeah,
I know how that shit be. You know what I mean? So
yep.
I'm real happy you came home. And you know what I mean? And I hope you stay
gratitude.
Home, man. What I'm saying.
Oh, that's what I'm
going to
do.
Hell yeah,
absolutely,
hell yeah,
man. You know, I appreciate it. I appreciate all the love and support, man. You know, just had to get back to the bricks, you know, and shit, from behind that wall. It's just, it was a minor setback for a major comeback, and that's really what's going on right now.
Hell yeah. And, you know, how long were you down for,
I was gone for 8.5 years. You know, I went in, Bush was president. I got out, Trump was president. So, you know.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, the whole Obama presidency,
Obama era and everything.
Yeah, I saw it on TV though.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. But you got you got out, man. How's life been? How hard is it for you to adjust, or has it come pretty easy for you?
I mean, it's pretty easy. You know, I had nothing but time to plan how I was going to do it. Every move I'm making, I thought about years ago. So you know, everything's going ahead of schedule actually. So. You know, I got me a little job, and you know, I do the music on the side, and also my side hustle's tattooing, so everything's moving fast, you know, at an accelerated pace. You know, hitting the studio, you know, I'm lucky enough to be blessed. You know, King Iso dropped some beats on me and shit as soon as I touched down like a real motherfucker, you know, and I jump straight in the studio. I network, you know, I'm out here in Des Moines. I'm from Omaha, so I'm not really too familiar with this area, but I network pretty quick. Figured out who's got the best studio, who's shooting the videos, who's doing this. And as soon as the paper came, I just threw the money exactly where it needs to go, and everything's going according to plan. You know? And, you know, we just did the video for Right One, my first single off my upcoming album. Got another one coming here pretty soon, Unload. We're going to play both of those on the show. And, you know, we're just keeping it moving. And, you know, King Iso, he's doing big things too. And it's just, it's good to see this happening, you know, because we worked so hard for it.
Yeah, both you guys pretty much grew up together. You know,
yep.
And give the people a little history lesson of your roots with King Iso.
Well, it's like family, you know, because his mom and my mom grew up together, you know, before both of us were born. So they've been friends since grade school. And then, you know, I grew up, you know, with his sister. She's about my age. You know, so before he was born, I knew his mom before he knew his mom. So, I mean, and we just grew up together as, like, his mom and my mom. So we grew up like cousins, but we're not blood related. But, you know, and then they moved out of state to Maryland for a while, and then they came back to Omaha. And, you know, we just always kept in touch and kicked it. And kind of how the music got started, you know, Iso was a youngster. He's about, I want to say, 13. Something like that, and he had hit me up and wanted to hit the studio, and you know, I was looking at it like he's young, you know, and he just, I was trying to push my music, and you know, I wasn't really hearing it, but then the more he kept saying it, I was like, you know what, come on. And when he came, he spit, and I'm telling you, at that young age, he was spitting like he spits now. He took it to another level now, but he was ahead of his time back then, and when I recognized that, I invested, you know, everything I had in it. You know, so we were signed to another, we were a part of another label, and I realized I was the one putting most of the money toward it anyway, so I might as well start my own. And everybody's priorities were different, and I wanted to invest in his craft, you know, because I recognized I saw the potential at a young age. Before he could drive, he was spitting, and he was saying it in his bars, you know what I mean? He'll be like, you know, I'm killing niggas, and I ain't even old enough to drive. You know, like that. And I'm just like, you know, this kid's ill. So, and here, fast forward, he's killing shit out here. So it's just good to see my guy doing his thing. You know, I had a little minor setback, but I'm back too. And shit, we just dropping shit back to back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's perfect timing too. I just literally saw the video today for Chop Suey with him, Twisted Insane, and Brother Lechung. And, man, all those dudes could spit, but man, his verse, I mean, shit.
Yeah, I saw it this morning.
Yeah,
I saw it this morning. I was like, that's raw. Yeah, Tech9 did his thing on there. He was shining on there too. So I mean, you know, and then they're about to go on tour here pretty soon. So you know, I'm gonna catch them in Davenport out here. You know, I'm in Des Moines, so that's a hop, skip, and a jump. So I'm going to hop over there and that important shit and check it out.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And those of you tuning in, you know, I did an interview with King Iso earlier today, and we got a couple tracks of his, including that one Chop Suey by Twisted Insane featuring him and Brother Lynch Funk. We're going to play a little bit later. We'll bring on the homie Exit Only from Jackson, Mississippi. This is the brother of UGS for Life, homie, right here. What's up, Exit? How you doing, fam?
Where we at, man?
Hello.
How's good?
What's going on with your fam? Everybody good?
There he is.
Yeah, what up, we're good, brother.
How you doing?
Oh, great to hear, man. Number love from over here.
Okay, okay.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely, man. Well, we're over here, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, Exit from Jackson, Pittsburgh, Patrick. I'm in the ill state, and then you're up there in Omaha, man. For the cats that I've been knowing about the Omaha rap scene for years. It's it's very, very, you know what I'm saying, it's untapped market, man. There's a lot of talent up there, and the roots go
deep.
Yeah,
it really is.
And where do your roots start in Omaha? And if you can, also give the people an idea of what the sound is like over there.
You know, there's different scenes going on in Omaha, I noticed. There's, you got your down south style rappers, but you also got like a little conscious scene off to the side, and it's just different styles, because like I said before, you know, we're in the middle of the map, so we got some that's East Coast influence, some West Coast influence, and some just originally, completely original, you know what I mean, like Iso and myself, you know, so, you know, there's some people that got like a conscious East Coast type of flow, you know, like Fast Black, and then you got people like Tangeray out there, Lon Meezy. You got different labels out there like Small Town Records, Fun Gang, and you know they got stuff on iTunes and all that. You can look them up. You know, it's a nice little scene and it's bubbling out there right now. You got Pocket Pete, Hillbilly the Champ. You know, it's a lot of artists doing their thing out there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. You know what I'm saying? And now, you know what I'm saying? You said you're in Iowa right now. Do you have plans of going back to Omaha?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's where my kids are. That's where I'm deeply rooted. And, you know, it's only 2 hours away. So, you know, I'm always going to go back and, you know, kick it. Right now I got a nice job out here, a nice little thing going. So I'm going to marinate out here. But I'm always going to go back to my city. You know, I got a lot of love out there, a lot of homies that can't wait to see me. You know, a lot of artists out there I can't wait to collaborate with. And, you know, just going to keep it going. But eventually, you know, I'm trying to branch out away from all here, you know, just East Coast, Miami. I'm trying to travel a little more and just take the music outside of here, because right now we're a needle in the haystack. If they ain't going to look down here, I got to go to where it's at. So, you know, that's the plan right now. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about taking a trip up to New York. We're about to have this video vixen. Her name's Christina Fox. I don't know if you heard of her, but she's like a big-name video vixen. She got about 80-something thousand followers. About to book her for one of the videos here coming up like the end of July. Or the end of June, I'm sorry. And then, you know, I'm working on a little flip feature here pretty soon for the Sippers. You know, so there's a lot of things going on right now. I got a couple projects coming up. So we're just making moves.
Hell yeah.
That's dope. Snake, I wanted to ask you this, man. I remember back, you know, back in the day when Tupac was in jail, he did an interview in jail, and they asked him, was he doing a lot of writing in there, like, music-wise? And he's like, actually, no. He's like, it's hard for me to find that in me while I'm in here. This shit just kills my spirit. But I want to ask you, like, were you able to write music? And if so, did you notice, like, was it different from when you were at home? Did you write about different shit, or did you have to be a different mindset to write?
That's a real good question right there, actually. I've wrote boxes full of lyrics, and what's crazy is a lot of the shit that I wrote, I never even opened the box and looked at yet, and the further back it was that I wrote, it got better as it went. So stepping out, some of the more recent ones I wrote, I used in some songs, And then some I just speed wrote while I was out, because all it was like a lyrical exercise, you know, to get quicker at it, better at it, different ways, use the triple syllable flows, and just different things. But at the same time, though, I'm going back, I'm going to use all that stuff. So, you know, I got about 6 albums worth of lyrics. And that's I went through all the stuff I didn't want, you know, and threw away. That's keeping all the best stuff. And I'm telling you, it's lyrical, punchline for punchline. If you actually listen to the lyrics, it's out of this world, on like a Jay-Z level. And I'm not even tooting my own horn. You can hear it for yourself.
No, I believe you, man. Like I said, when I heard your music, man, instantly I had started up with, like, hey, send me the patch real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first track I heard, man, I was like, man, I'm in. Like, I need to hear this, dude, man. Like I said, man, I'm glad you're home and focused on doing it, man, because I think you got something special here, bro, for real.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, I'm going to keep on doing what I do and shit, you know. As doors open, I'm just keep walking through them, you know. And the thing is, that interview you're talking about, a lot of that music was from, some of it was from 04, 05. You know, and some of it I recorded in the penitentiary with limited beats and limited, you know, everything. So what you're going to hear in this interview is the next level, because some of those beats were, you know, ISO's old beats when he was, his artist name was Reality. And now he's just, he took the production to another level too. Not only does he rap, he's cold with them beats. And you'll hear the difference in that. And I feel like those are the beats that inspire me. And that's what I really kill, is his beats. So I really, you know, I go through other producers for beats, but, you know, it ain't nothing like an ISO beat at the end of the day. So, and you'll hear it in these tracks that we're going to play tonight. We got Unload. And we got Right One, the first 2 singles off my upcoming album, Blackberry Kush.
Which one you want to roll with first, Snake?
It's up to you. We can flip a coin. They both go hard to me.
Definitely. Let's give them Unload first. But before we do, speaking of writing, I want to touch on this. Didn't you write a book while you were in there? I remember you telling me about that last time.
Yeah, absolutely. I wrote a book. It's called Da Mula, A Tale of Blood Money. And it's a play on words, a Spanish word and a Swahili word. And in that book, you know, I'm gonna focus on the publishing here, like around late July. Right now, I'm focused on the music part, but I have that in the archives and it's ready. So, you know, I'm gonna flip the music money, then invest it in the publishing part, and then we're working on a documentary. But as far as the publishing, not only do I have that, I have a artist. I mean, like a, you know, he's a tattoo artist slash, you know, he does pastels and stuff, and he does Chicano art. They call him Warrior, and he's a beast. You can see that on my Instagram and on my Facebook, some of his work. I'm putting together like a tattoo, like an urban tattoo book, and I'm publishing that too with all his work. And it's comparable to OG Abel, Mr. Cartoon, you know, some of those guys. I'd even go as far as saying better. But, you know, I'm putting that together. Then I got another author that, you know, he's written novels before. He wrote the book From Sugar to Shit. We got him on Snake House Publishing too. He's dropping a book. They call it Mr. 777. So I'm going to be promoting that here pretty soon too. And, you know, it's a whole lot in store here for this year and next year.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Snake, let's give him this Unload track, man. Why don't you intro it, let everybody know a little bit about it.
Okay, well, you know, basically it's just it's one of them turn-up songs, but still lyrical. It's a fast flow. The beat knocks. You know, one thing about it while I was down is I heard a lot of that auto-tunes coming out, and I always wanted to do it in my voice. So both of them songs have it. This one in particular has it on the chorus. I just wanted to be able to say I did it, you know what I mean? So I used to hate on the auto-tune shit, but I think the shit goes hard, so I threw that in there. And it's basically, you know, repping my city. It's about Omaha, Nebraska, and that's basically what it's about. We unload and reload.
Unload and reload, man. Omaha, Nebraska, right here, Unload by Snake Lucci. Don't go nowhere. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Be right back. Only at UGNs for Life.
Facebook.com.
Coming up in the game, I'm fire like a flame, giving it the lame. Never get in my lane. Niggas ain't gotta be feeling the same. Product of my environment in the plains. Niggas going against the grain. While niggas busting their brains and I'm after my chains, they feeling me. Nobody illest me lyrically. Giving niggas penalty, challenge haters to get at me. Architect of the lyrical symmetry. Niggas got the tendency to switch from friends to enemies. Hip hop's epitome, Midwest legacy as it could ever be. Steadily on a melody, it should be a felony. Killing niggas on better beats, contract killing. I drop hits, call it lyrical LSD. I zone on the track. Mission to put the O on the map. The ozone patrol that yak and trees, filling the bong and attack with a verse. Undisputed, cause most of the time a nigga be blown when I rap. So a nigga going buck when I enter the booth. Ain't no other nigga the truth. For the record, I had to go out and get it. Ain't nothing given to you. Ain't nothing other niggas could do. Cause niggas can't see me even when I enter they view when I'm draped in blue. Niggas need to come original when they spin instead of kicking these flows they coming with. Cause I'm on some other shit. A different caliber type of nigga taking the dope money and trying to funnel it. Coming from a break, the blunt is lit. I'm on some gutter shit. Pull up and gunna click. Snake house, giving it to them. Keep springing summer lit. 100 clips. I'm ripping through the verse. I'm ripping through the verse like a chainsaw face to face with Jason chasing. You're giving the rap game a facelift. Only the niggas I'm replacing can relate to this. Guns like I'm up in the Matrix, this facing. Omaha on a blast till we run up and dump. Omaha on a blast till we run up and dump. You know the game, we unload and reload. You know the game, we run up and reload. Omaha on a blast till we run up and dump. Omaha on the blast it, we run up and dump. You know the game, we unload and reload. You know the game, we unload and reload. You ain't offending me with this energy you sending me since I hit the penitentiary. You wearing skinny jeans like you're still a beast. You goofies killing me, think you got tendencies. I see your imagery, your misery coming at mine since they sentenced me, following my legacy. Murdering, I'm killing beats, who ill is me? The industry filling me, guess it's the chemistry. Imagine if we switch faces with these cases. And today straight with no chasing, two states for dope cases. So gracious, I catch the troll, you boys. Lick shots to church, I'm so anxious. No angel, but I so blow, make snow angels. Like I don't know what cocaine do. My flow tangled, I'm facing off against rappers that want beef. I saute you, cold, I parfait you. Coming to reap what you see, got them in the streets on these beats. Hoping niggas don't reap what I see, killing them, drilling venom and sending them, giving it to them from the second they releasing this beat. I'm deep in the streets, these niggas gusto, my flow nutso. When y'all bama like your blunts roll, giving it to them cause they want smoke. Continue to hustle, you ain't a tiger, you don't want smoke. Cause we in the heartland, finna make band, snake man. Rappers make a nigga break dance, in the Picard Lake for 8 grand. Froze face cold, case plan, fuck what y'all saying cause I ain't playing. Niggas like me play for keep feast. Like I ain't ate for weeks, lace the beat, I blaze the heat. The artist formerly known as reality can tell you I shall overcome what's at stake for me. I face off. Omaha, Nebraska, we run up and dump. Omaha, Nebraska, we run up and dump. You know the game, we unload and reload. You know the game, we unload and reload. Omaha, Nebraska, we run up and dump. Omaha on a blast and we run up and dump. Y'all know the game, we unload and reload. Y'all know the game, we unload and reload. Snake House Records. Motherfuckers got it twisted if they thought we fell off. Yeah, I did my little stretch, but guess what? I'm back. Killing it.
Yeah, there you have it right there, Snake Lucci. You know what I'm saying? Unload. Yeah, you hit hyperspeed on a few spots right there, man. You went into overdrive. That sniper flow,
absolutely,
man, is, you know, a lot of people say it come from the South, the Midwest. Don't matter where it come from. What matters is if you can do it and you can
I
do it well.
I believe it came from the Midwest.
Do it well. I believe. It's hard to tell because, you know, you have some cats out in the East Coast that were doing it, you know, way back when. And then you had, of course, I know you had people in the Shy doing it in, you know, 1990, 91. It's one of those things, man. It's just hard to tell. But Midwest.
You know what? I take that back. Daz Effects did do it. They were one of the first I heard do it. Wherever they was from, they was one of the first, now that I think about it.
Some shit. Pretty good,
for Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But I think Jazz was doing Jazz and Jay-Z, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true.
Way the fuck back. But you know, but all I know is I like that style because, you know what I'm saying, it's aggressive and it gets you amped up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's your album, you know what I'm saying? Do you have any songs on your album that's slowed down a little bit, or are you going for that rapid fire all the time?
Well, you know, every album I drop, I make sure to have at least 3 to 4 rapid flow, you know, but what I do is I try to switch it up all the time, so I try and be versatile. So I have East Coast Punchline slow flow in one song. I might just ride the beat. It just every time I hear a beat, I try and do something different to it and just come from an angle you don't expect. So it's never the same, but I do make sure to do that a few times at least per album. So, you know, with this one, it's going to be a few fast flows, but I wouldn't call it my signature flow, but it's something that I make sure to do just to show that I can do it, you know. But just conquering different styles and different ways of riding the beat is kind of my main objective every time I drop an album. This one in particular, I do have a slower flow one, like The Right One, and one thing I try differently now than I have done in the past is kind of melodizing more in songs, which I did in Right One, you know, on the chorus and the first verse. So, you know, just switching it up and trying different things and experimenting and seeing what happens with it.
You're doing the thing that most artists miss. You're trying to make it available for everybody. You know, and that's a good thing. It's a way to expand, you know what I'm saying? What about, you said you're going to hit Miami and different spots. You got any tours, any shows lined up?
Well, actually, I'm working on that right now. I'm working with some promoters in different spots right now. I'm working with this guy from Papa Duck Productions as far as, like, the Southeast. You know, and just different areas. I got people on the East Coast I'm working with right now. But first, you know, I'm fresh out. I'm on parole, so there's certain restrictions, so I got to run that by my PO. And then once I get the go-ahead, which is Monday here coming up, then I start lining that up and setting dates for it. And that's going to be called the Kush Fest, which is, you know, the tour promoting Blackberry Kush, the album.
Yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah. And when are you dropping, Snake?
You said, what am I dropping? I'm dropping
when are you dropping the album?
Well, I plan on dropping it around July at the latest. I'm still recording to it, so I'm about 80% done with this album. But I'm also working on multiple projects. You know, we're working on a group album called The Campaign, which is actually a soundtrack for a short film we're doing. So that's called Savage Dreams. The group's The Campaign, which is me, King Iso, and King Frost. I'm working on my solo, which is the Blackberry Kush. And then me and King Iso, we're dropping, it's like a mixtape, but we're dropping it like an album, and that's Dabs 2. You know, the last show I had dropped, Dabs on Deck Volume 1, you know, I had C-Murder on it and all that, which is available on iTunes and everywhere. And, you know, so we got Dabs 2 in the works right now, which we're planning on dropping it by next week.
Oh,
so
wow.
Right now we're waiting on the cover art. Scratch is doing that right now.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to the homie Scratch LDP, knocking out them them graphics for sure. So this is all going down real fast. I mean, you got projects lined up, books lined up. You're talking about short films. You know what I'm saying? You said you plan this step by step. You've been calculating this for some time. How much time have you put into all this, man? Because it sounds like it's working out perfectly.
Well, you know, what's crazy is, you know, during the time I was incarcerated, you know, 8.5 years, I planned what I was going to do and gave it a realistic time frame, but I didn't expect it. All that I'm doing now was like where I was planning to be like 5 months out. You know, I've only been out 2 months and I already dropped, you know, a single on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere. Just recorded a video about a few days ago, paid for that, you know, booking video vixens for videos and prepaid for videos already ahead of time in studio time, just recording left and right. And, you know, and the reason why it's accelerated so fast is I didn't expect my tattoo hustle to be so lucrative and so fast. But, you know, everybody wants tats. So it's like when I'm at work during the week, you know, the weekend hits, you know, I'm pulling, you know, 400 or 500, you know, per weekend on top of what I make at work. and I just invested all toward the music.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some of these people that are shooting the videos are throwing deals for tats, too. So they're like, shit, pay me this much plus some tats. You know, so it's just everything's moving fast because the money's coming fast. But it's legit this time. You know, when I was out before, you know, I was selling cocaine, and that was super fast money. And, you know, and everything was moving fast at that point in time, but it got shut down real quick when I got incarcerated. And, you know, so I think I would have been on by now if that wasn't the case. So now I got to move in a different way. I had one foot in the streets, one foot in the music. So now I got to keep it legit as I'm, you know, doing the music, but still keeping the fast money going, just a legit hustle. And it's working.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Congratulations, man, because a lot of times with cancer, you got their back against the wall, they're faced with different things. It's hard for them to crawl out of it, let alone be successful. And for you to already be achieving what you're achieving, man, my hat's off to you, real talk. But, you know, you got a video that you shot. Tell us about the video. It's for The Right One, right?
Yeah, I shot the video for the first single from the album called Right One. The single's available everywhere right now, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play. And, you know, I dropped that, and then we just shot the video about a week ago. And we're about to do the second part of the video actually tomorrow with a drone shot. So I just went on a little mini shopping spree for that, you know, for the outfit changes. But it's pretty much done. We're just doing a little bonus scene. Might put a piece of Unload in there at the end of the video. You know how they'll show a video and then the beginning of another song to give you a sneak peek of that. That's kind of how this will probably be. You know, I'm kind of just working with ideas right now, but the video for Right One is pretty much done. We're just shooting on the top of this building with the drone downtown for a little final scene and then just kind of mix that in there. But there's actually a snippet of it on my Facebook page, and that's Mario Snake Lucci Calloway, C-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y. And the one who's filming it is Cash Gang Films. It's a shout out to my guy in Memphis, as a matter of fact. You know, he's a cold piece with that shit. And, you know, and he's going to be shooting the one for Unload here pretty soon. And the next single after that is Dead Man. So, you know, we're just moving.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, man, let's go off into this, you know what I'm saying, Right One track. And make sure you go to iTunes. Everybody is listening, download it. Support the homie Snake Lucci, Snake House Records. Then we're going to come back, chop it up with you for a few more minutes. Then we got a good interview segment with King Ice, so you don't want to miss that. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Y'all looking for some gunplay? Hey, y'all fucking with the right one. Real niggas get the most cake. Hey, y'all fucking with the right one. Y'all looking for some gunplay? Hey, y'all fucking with the right one. Real ones get the most cake. Hey, y'all fucking with the right one. I be on that goon shit, run up on your crew quick. Just got out of prison, now I'm headed for a cruise shit. When I hit the mic, I spaz out, man, I lose it. Hop a sit a board slide, call that bitch a loose lip. Two clips, you cross me, that's crucifix. I'm too sick, I pipe holes, I bruise hips. I blue chips, I light drove with goose fits. That cool whip, night right blow, hot move bricks. I serve rounds in these bars like a bartender. Somebody tell these boys they brought, give me hard mental. Nobody stop me from my grind unless you bring God with you. All you haters is a hurdle, another obstacle. Snake with you, this ain't a comeback, this a come up. They better know I'm about that mess before they run up. Just did a stretch, now my cheese stretch. Papa John's with it, my new album doing numbers. I got bread, my dough nuts, call it Krispy Kreme. I bring the issue to the source with a magazine. I turn rappers to a corpse if they at my team. I'm on fire like a torch to the gasoline. I got bread, my dough nuts, call it Krispy Kreme. I bring the issue to the source with a magazine. I turn these rappers to a corpse if they at my team. I'm on fire like a torch to the gasoline. This that real shit. Snake House, we be doing this is real, yeah. This freestyle, nigga, this that real shit. You know how I do when I kill this. I'm real. Niggas want that real one. Nigga carry still. I don't give a fuck how a motherfucker feel. This is how we do it. 2017. Ew. Y'all looking for some gunplay? Hey, y'all fucking with the right one. Real ones get the most cake. Hey, y'all fucking with the right one. Y'all looking for some gunplay? Hey, y'all fucking with the right one. Real ones get the most cake. Hey, y'all fucking with the right one. I'm gangbanging, violations and sanctions, annihilating nations, diamond administration, full-fledged hog and savage, a man with stripes. I'll let my Nina sing in the day, glad it's night. And you niggas is Patti LaBelle, you tattling tail. Sing to them boys about the snake scale, rattling tail, hell. This the new rain, drop the lack, just cop the new range. The game's a whole lot clearer since the view changed. I make your pay-per-view change, you count loose change. Mobster and gentleman, Lucky Luciano, Black Soprano. I'm on your iPod Nano, keys like piano. Alicia, trying to dodge them ABC boys. Aisha, niggas on Anita, no basis, no faces, cases, fuck with me and go places. I ain't an L7, I'm just educated, elevated. Hop on this elevator like ATL invaders. I'm trying to get my 3 stacks on. About my Benjamins like Andre. Eat you like an entree. Where's the main dish? Sauteed. Y'all couldn't beat me on my off day. I'm bar hopping like an alcoholic. You fake rap nigga skeletons come out the closet. Y'all lost it and I found it. And I'm underground and y'all grounded. And apparently I'm the best. In federal I'm risking the felony for the best. But I gotta protect my chest, cause niggas will kill you over a bitch, real shit. Now everybody gravitate to my music, cause it contains substance, abuse it. Y'all looking for some gunplay, hey, y'all fucking with the right one. Real niggas get the most cake, hey, y'all fucking with the right one. Y'all niggas want some gunplay, hey, y'all fucking with the right one. Real ones get the most cake, hey, y'all fucking with the right one. Snake House Records, 2017.
Shout out to Prez.
Fresh out the penitentiary.
Murder Master Music.
Dropping in bars. From behind bars to the street.
3C Murder.
Back at you.
Real recognized, real my nigga. Real my nigga.
Y'all look. King Iso, killing the beat. SnakeHouseRecords.com, Blackberry Kush. Smoke on it.
Yeah, we're back here. Let's bring on the homie Brandon Patrick, Pittsburgh Patrick. Bring on Snake Lucci. Snake, how you doing, brother?
Doing good.
Yeah, appreciate the shout out there too, man. Much love, homie. Much love.
Absolutely, yep.
We actually got the homie King Iso on, man. So we might tuck that interview I did earlier back for a little bit and do a brand new one live right now. You know what I'm saying? But before we bring on the homie King Iso, man, I definitely want to. Well, we could bring him on while I ask you this. I didn't want to focus on it too much, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, we talked about the Tiger stuff last time you were on. Apparently,
yeah,
you
yeah.
made a song "Throwing Shots" at Omaha. Is that true? I mean, that's the stuff I've been hearing, or is that just a bunch of bullshit?
No, I can't say he threw a shot at Omaha in the song, but what he did was he made comments about Omaha rappers and saying it was lucky he did a show out there, and you know he had this little situation where he got a shot at and hit one of bullets hit one of his artists, Honey Cocaine, and she was talking shit about Omaha in a song before. But no, actually, I had made a song, Creepo, talking shit about him, and that's actually on iTunes too, and that shit was killing shit. I recorded that at the penitentiary, but that was for his comment about what he said about, you know, Omaha rappers, and he didn't want nobody opening up for him, and they're lucky he did a show, and you know, I was just standing up for my city. But then he just recently released a track called Gucci Snakes where, yeah, you know, Gucci did come out with some stuff with some snakes on it. So you would think that's what he's talking about. But in the chorus, you hear him saying, I see you snakes. And a lot of people perceive that as possible shot back. And actually, in the interview where we spoke about it last, we had also talked about Designer, because I was saying I don't understand what the fuck he's talking about in that Panda song, because he can't hear that motherfucker when he's rapping. So
yeah,
and it's just a coincidence that he's the one on the chorus, or you know, he's on the song too. You know, they're both good music, and you know, shout out to Kanye West. You know, he's from the Midwest. You know, and I ain't trying to fuck with nobody's money, but, you know, if it is a shot at me, it's a sneak disc, but, you know, we ain't been able to really figure out if it is or not, so I just take it as if it is, he didn't have the balls to say it straight out. Maybe he didn't want a motherfucker to come up off his name or whatever, and that ain't even my intentions either. You know, he said a shot about Omar, I stuck up for my city, and that's where I left it, but if that is a shot, I have something for his ass, though, you know? This is where I'm at with
it. Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you got a lot of stuff going on, you know what I'm saying? If people want to get at you, you know, say for features or bring you out to do shows, whatever the case may be, what's the best way they can get at you? What's the best way they can go check out your music?
You know, the best way to reach me is probably Instagram. I'm on there all the time, at Snake Lucci, and that's Lucci. You know, that's the best way to reach me, or my Facebook, Mario Snake Lucci Callaway, Callaway. You know, and they can contact me that way. As far as my music, it's available everywhere. I got music on NatPiff. I got 2 SoundClouds, AudioMac. You know, I got music on iTunes. You know, we have the Dabs on Deck Volume 1. As a matter of fact, we got a song that was remastered and remixed by, what's the name, DJ Lil Sprite. And that was a song called Trust No One with me and King Iso. And that's raw as hell. So he mixed that down real good. That's out there on iTunes and everything too. And it's also going to be on his mixtape where him and Brother Lynch are hosting. It's called On Another Level. So shout out to DJ Lil Sprite too.
Yeah, we've been knowing him for many years too, man. He's a hell of a producer. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing, and definitely shout out to him. But yeah, that's what's up, man. And now we got on the phone, we got your homie, King Iso. How you doing, King Iso?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How you doing?
Man, real good. First and foremost, it's an honor to have you on the Murder Master Music Show, man. We've been wanting to get up with you for a minute, and glad we finally were able to do so. You know, first, you know, obviously, you know, cats know you from Brainstick. You just dropped a song, Chop Suey, with Twisted Insane and Brother Lynch Hung, which is crazy. We're going to let me hear that after a bit. But before we talk about the Brainstick stuff, man, tell us a little bit about your history with Snake, man. He kind of broke it down for us, man. But from your perspective, man, when did you, you know, how long have you been knowing Snake Lucci, man? And how did your musical friendship, you know, turn into a business relationship kind of too?
Oh, most definitely, man. He's been in my life since I was a baby, you know what I mean? His mom and my mom were best friends, you know what I mean? Like, that's family. So he was there when I was born. He came out to Rhode Island where we were at. We basically grew up together, you know what I mean? He's always had me under his wing. And, shit, we was kids, man. We was like sandbox type shit, you know, all the way to being grown. And right before, you know, Snake started, you know, delving off into the hood real tough and tearing up shit in these streets like I was saying earlier. And, you know, he caught a couple cases. And like I said, he had hit me when he was locked up one time. And he was like, check this out. I'm thinking about doing this rap shit. So he spit me a verse over the phone, and I was like, yo, that's fucking dope, you know what I mean? And after that, I was like, shit, he inspired me to try to do it, you know what I mean? So I worked at it, and eventually he got out, and he linked up with this group called Ethnics, and he brought me along under his wing. And I was like, what, 12, 13 years old, and it's been a rap ever since. He took me to the lab, and, you know, he showed me how to break down bars, correct song format, and you know, how to be witty with punchlines, metaphors, and similes, and, you know, just being dope conceptually. And after that didn't work out with them, he was like, okay, I'm going to do the Snake House record shit. And we got it popping. I learned how to produce because I think something was going on with them where the beats weren't legit, and, you know, Snake wasn't feeling that. He was like, man, we're going to go all the way legit and do our own shit. So he dipped out and was like, let's do this. And we grabbed a couple other people from the city who were dope. Like the homie MCE and a couple other cats, and we just ran with it. And I produced my first album entitled The Reality Show under Snake House Records, and that's my first album that ever came out. And then we did River City, so it's been a rap since.
Yeah, yeah,
you guys definitely, you know, you guys came up together, you know, and that's a good thing. And you guys are still doing projects together, still working together. And now, you know what I'm saying, Omaha, you know, it's a city, like I was telling Snake earlier, that really never got its just due. There's a lot of talent in the city, you know what I'm saying. Why do you think you guys are getting slept on, you know what I'm saying, being right there in the middle of the map like that? Is because there's no industry out there? What's the deal?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say slept on. What I can say is that as far as the Omaha region goes, I love my city to death, don't get me wrong. But here, due to the fact that there's not many who have, let's say, you know, quote-unquote made it, you know what I mean? There's a lot of scrambling going on within the rap scene to people trying to cling on to different movements or different waves in order to try to be the first to pop. And this is going on in multiple local rap scenes all over the United States. I feel like here it got divided.
A lot of haters.
A lot. Yes, it's a ton of haters. So real music will always stand out, you know what I mean, no matter what. And wherever you're at, everybody goes through it, because I talk to people in California, I talk to people in Indianapolis, I talk to people, you know, all over the United States, and their local scenes are all the same. It's like if they're not like, let's say, like one of those booming places, like let's say Atlanta or New York, it's tough. So you have a lot of the hatred coming along. But see, whereas what I'm going through right now, I get love everywhere else. Like, I can go to Denver and sell out a show right now. I can go to Phoenix and sell out a show right now. Like, we've done tours for the past 2 years, and, you know, 400 or 500 people in the building, they're all screaming my name. And people are like, well, damn, what's going on? And no more. I'm like, Omaha is just, they haven't cleaned yet. They, you know what I mean? It's one of those situations. I'm not worried about it. As long as this paper's coming in and I'm touring around elsewhere and it's lovely, eventually they'll get on the way.
Yeah, because you guys are there to shed light on your city. That's true. And Omaha goes wherever you go. You know, right now is going everywhere because you and, you know what I'm saying, Twisted and Sane, Brother Lynch Hung just dropped Chop Suey today. I saw the video, heard the song. It's crazy. I thought your verse was killing it. Everybody came with their A-game, but I really, really liked your verse, man. How competitive is it when you get in the booth with somebody like Twisted and Sane, Brother Lynch Hung, or Tech N9ne or whoever? Like, what is your creative process when you know you're going to be doing a track with one of them guys?
Man, I try to kill it. You know what I mean? We call it the Eminem factor, man. You know, when Eminem was first coming up, he always had the fucking hardest verse. You know what I mean? Eminem made sure he stood out, and he always killed shit. So I feel like that's everybody's approach, and it's a dope thing because even Tech N9ne to tell you know what I mean? Like, I was watching a recent interview of his talking about his label. He's like, he likes to keep spitters around him because it keeps everybody on their toes. It's a friendly competition, like Snake Lucci, for instance. Like, if I know I'm doing the track with him, I'm going to bring my A game. You know what I mean? If I know I'm doing a track with a heavy hitter like N9ne or Brother Lynch, I got to bring my A game. So it's like, come with your best shit. Come with, you know, it makes you be a better artist. It makes you try to reach heights that you haven't reached before lyrically and musically. So it's fun, man. It's hella fun, for real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys got that competitive nature, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'll tell you what. Let me quit talking about it, you know what I'm saying? Let's give them this track, you know what I'm saying? Chop Suey, man. Why don't you intro this for us and tell everybody about it, King Isa?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. This is Chop Suey by Twisted and Sane, Brother Lynch, including myself. I produced this record as well. You know, shout out to the homie Twisted, and we got Lynch on there, man, and the rest is history. We just dropped a video for it as well. Shout out to the homie Tech N9ne for coming through, showing mad love. That's Big Bro right there, man. Check it out, man. ISO, King ISO, let's do it.
This is what I eat. Nah, this is what I eat. Nah, this is what I eat. I eat this. You know what I mean? Yeah. In
I'm from the 2464357CEVN. Catch you while you take a treat, put you in the deep end. Anybody wanna get it, I'ma spit shit right at you. Put your body in a casket, all wrapped in plastic. I'ma get that meat. Charbro, barbecue, starter few, beef, hardball, not normal. In fact, C-C-M-A-D-E. It'll be a long time before you niggas want to see me. I'ma get that deep when I get heat. I'ma get three niggas. Put them in the knapsack, rid the backpack. Now you see niggas. Get them up that fat, it's fat. I don't really give a see nigga. We with the shiznit. Leaving your brain slit it. Sicker than hard liquor. I get them with the breakup. Rape them. PC, nigga, that ain't in my makeup. I'ma need that rhyme feedback. I see that enemy. Y'all sell that bullshit. I sell that to the key.
Chop suey.
And if a nigga thought he was, I guess I gotta get stupid with the stainless. Leave him brainless. Pop a nigga like a little bit to let me painless. Getting wasted. Bitch, you wanna fuck up on a nigga cause he famous. Nigga face it. I don't wanna have to kill a nigga, but I'm anxious. When I pull up on a nigga, body bag a motherfucker like it was the Matrix. We got a nation. A motherfucker that'll kill you for fucking with brain sick. Nigga, you basic. Now my limit has been knocking you niggas up out of your ASICs. You better take six. That bitch hit a dick in when I take this. They be lined up on tour, I tell bitches better be patient. Chasing my tour boys trying to find out where insane went. Asian bitches let a nigga fuck and I think her name was Ray Lynn. They friends coming to the day's end and they all wanna get brain in. They can, what you niggas said to get the crib, watch the kids in the play bin. Blaze in, follow bitches sucking on the bum, my dick and them motherfucking face in. Send it back to you with a leg bend. They gon' leave a nigga by day 10. Amen. Get this nigga fake friend. Leave a nigga bloody need an apron. Put him on the plate then. Eat the motherfucker, I don't even send my crate in. Cake in, nigga stay broke while I'm on the road, kinda know my cake in. With a hole that they give me throw, you already know that a nigga blazing. On the troll, then I gotta go, bitch, I'm on the road. I'ma keep you waiting. I don't know, but I'm really zone, I don't even know what the fuck the day is. I got a bone and I got a zone, and I'm in a zone, and I'm elevated. Got a hole that they give me dome, mother with the comb, and it can be braided. Gracious goodness, got a rich bitch and babies, hood rich. Like a big time and bitch, I am cold, maybe good rich. In the kitchen, whipping with my killers, they be cooking. If a nigga think a nigga fuck with me, then they mistooken. Whipping it real good like a baby's whooping. Niggas ain't sicker than us, we hard and they be cushion. Sicker niggas always acting like they hard and got toolies. I'm gonna catch a nigga with a chopper, then turn that nigga into
chop suey. Chop suey. Nigga, chop suey.
Nigga,
chop suey. It's that chop suey. Pull them in the middle, yes, I'm about to hit the center, bitch, into a swan song. OG, Baba, the witch, I'm a two feet, only a motherfucker song. Gone, eat your bomb, bombs, coming to the photos, I'm a photo, but a nigga, Long John, tell you what you would have said, but the better said the conversation was a razor. Blade, they don't want to fit the metal, pull the bomb in there with the taser. Nigga, please, don't nobody beat, I'm gonna put your face in the seat, greater. Fuck the conversation, no greater. I'm Ali with the chopping, telling me to beat it with a sake, pop me, little teriyaki, Apollo Ritter, nigga, like I'm Rocky, then you're finna miss me, Yagi, then I wonder what I'm seriously eating, motherfucker, like Tataki, with karate. California, what the fuck, the motherfucker, stop me. Livy kinda should have been a minute, me, your wife, I'm nigga, poppy, but she sloppy. I was waiting for you to go to work and then she got me. Come on, nigga, back in on the figure, cause you look like I'm watching top me, no Bugatti. Just a bucket, I be yellow, fuck a hop up in the back, I suck it, I would rather set the money than we hear it to the pussy off snotty. Every single bitch I ever gave a nigga, tell me, can nobody tell me, probably get the reason when the niggas get it, I be trying to cut it like hydroxy, too cocky. I be in the Philippines, smoking on broccoli. Roll up on them, hit him with his voice, so I get away on Kawasaki, stomach steam. I'm a type of nigga, clipping all up in your BMs, little DM when I beat him, their relationships all rocky, fine, stop. Niggas always wanna underestimate the race. I don't wanna get a call no until the bitches see me on the page. I am on a different level, you know what the matter do for the devil. Feel the nigga mess around to get the better from me, homie, and nobody can make greater. Alligator, chopping everybody, anybody wanna get it. Serve broccoli and beef, come up with heat, so why the fuck you wanna book? Nowadays, these little niggas wanna come in like they on top. Run up out the kitchen, it gets hot. Good when I cook that. Chop suey.
Chop suey.
Nigga, chop suey. Chop suey. It's that chop suey.
Come on, a left, a left.
coming from the Midwest, you know, like growing up on people like, you know, Twista, you know, Do or Die, Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know, of course, Tech. I've always had it, but see, like, Twisted, he's on another level, man. Like, he really, we call it the fifth gear. We call it fifth gear. He's mastered it, and he's like, you know, he's shown me ways that he does it, and it's like you have to catch certain air pockets. You have to. It's wild, like the syllables, you have to pick the right syllables in order to connect. Because when you're coming in, like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit is like, it's hard as hell, you know what I mean? But, like, once you get the hang of it, it's fucking crazy. Especially, like, to do whole, because Twisted does whole songs like that. So I've watched him in the lab, and I've watched his creative process, and he's shown me, like, he liked to master that shit. I've seen DJ Vlad. Was talking about I think the top 10 fastest rappers, and he was sitting there talking with Twista, and they had Twista saying as number one. So that's, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's just wild. it's wild.
You talk about catching air pockets and stuff. I mean, that's got to be extremely difficult. I mean, now I imagine it's nothing for you, but you know what I'm saying, at first. You know, because you got to be on the beat. You got to make sure you have clarity. People understand what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? So my hat's off to you, man, for being able to do that. Speaking of Twisted Insane, you know what I'm saying, and Brain Sick, how did you hook up with them guys?
Oh yeah, man. Well, like I was saying, back then, like right after. You know, Snake had went upstate. I started getting into trouble myself as well. I was in and out a few times. And then after I had, me and my baby moms, you know, she had my first kid. I want to say a couple years after that, probably like almost 2 years. I think my son was almost two. I was homeless. We just split. Shit wasn't working out. I was homeless. I didn't have nowhere to stay. All I had was a laptop, man, and a few pairs of clothes and, some damn computer speakers. I was sleeping in the parks. I didn't really have anywhere to go. I still was feeding my son. I was still seeing him when I could. I ended up getting this studio that was right by this park, just like a little room to rent out, and we made it into a studio. The homie Big Wade from out here, he plugged me in. Like I said, I got a whole bunch of respect for fam. I was sleeping there. I started recording a whole bunch of shit. We didn't have a shower in there or nothing, man. We used to have to go to the gym or go to people's houses to use showers, and barely had fucking money for food, so we was hustling here and there. I started selling beats out of there, and I started putting hella projects out. I just kept putting material out, started overloading SoundCloud, just sharing the fuck out of shit, and I was always watching Twisted Insane live streams on Ustream, and people kept telling them, like, you need to listen to this dude ISO, listen to this dude ISO. So he had me email him some things, and he wasn't listening at first, because you know what I mean? Like, when you're a popping artist like that, you get thousands of emails a day from people, like, check this out, check this out. And, you know, people rarely have the time to go through all of that, but he actually took the time out of his day to listen. And a guy that was already on Brain Sick, C. Ray, brought it to his attention and made him listen, like, check this out. This cat named ISO, you need to listen to this.
And after that, he called me. You know what I mean? He already heard a song I did. He called me, and it was a rap. So on one of his live streams, I was homeless at the time watching it, you know, stealing Wi-Fi from this mechanic shop next door to where I was at. And he was like, "Iso, we need you at Brain Sick Music. I'm going to be calling you real soon. We welcome you to the family," and it's been history ever since. So it was wild how it happened. I just kept grinding, man.
To be able to persevere through those circumstances and those situations, I mean, it's similar. We had the homie Slane from Lecoq and Nostra on the show, and you know, mm-hmm. he became an actor, and he was in a similar situation. He was squatting in a warehouse at the time when he got a call from Ben Affleck to be in some of the movies.
Man.
So it's it's crazy, man. Here you are, you're homeless, then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, you hook up with Twisted Insane, and how did things change for you?
They changed drastically, man, because he would always just be like, he would always tell me, like, "Man, just keep pushing. Fuck all that bullshit." Like, all the stuff that was going on, I had people out here, you know, trying to beef with me and stupid stuff, man, stupid street shit, and, you know, haters and all type of just every unfortunate thing you could imagine coming at me, from baby mama drama to this to that to having a drug addiction to alcoholism to being in and out of jail, you know, mental institution here and there. I was losing my mind, I was losing my shit. And he was just like, "Man, just stay focused, man. Like, we got it." He was like, "I'm telling you, stay on the right track. We'll do big things," because he was telling me, like, "You got a lot of talent, man, and just stay focused." And then he flew me out there. No, actually, I flew myself out there to his house, and we recorded a whole bunch of shit. And he started putting it out. You know what I mean? He was dropping singles here and there, like over SoundCloud, and I started getting even bigger buzz. You know what I mean? And then we did the song Dreaming, and then we shot a video for that. I flew out to Virginia with him, and we shot that. Once that dropped, money just started pouring in, because people were like, "Who's this ISO cat?" You know, people started buying features from me. Now the money's just flowing in. You know what I mean? I'm taking care of my kid. I ended up getting back with my baby's moms before we ended up splitting again. But, you know, the money was just generating. I made her quit her job. I was taking care of her, you know, paying for everything. Like, it was coming in enough to where I was like, "Oh, I'm living off this." Then I put my album out, you know, fast forward, you know, present day. The money's just flowing in, and it's a beautiful thing. And I really thank him for believing in my talent and putting me on. Because now it's like, you feel me? Like, I look back at that like, damn, that's wild. I'm just blessed, man, just humble, thankful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And on top of that, you know, you should be revered as one of the fastest spitters out there, if I'm not mistaken, man. Have you ever thought about, you know, hitting up Guinness or anything like that and trying to see if you can break that sound barrier?
Me and Twisted, it's funny, man. We never talk about it, but he's competitive as shit. You know what I mean? And we all have this. He's a Virgo like me. You know, I think even Snake, you a Virgo too, aren't you?
Yep.
See, it's wild. We're all we're hella competitive, man. So I guarantee, if I was to hit Guinness, I'm pretty sure Twisted would hit, and I'm pretty sure Snake Lucci would hit,
probably
too.
Would,
like,
too.
You know what I mean? But we'll probably take the title from each other, and it's, you know, it'd be wild. So, like, it's, you know, I haven't thought about that. I saw Twisted speaking about that, too. He was like, "You know, I haven't thought about doing it in a while, but, you know, it's people out there." And I feel like once that, because they said, I think Eminem holds the title in the Guinness World Record book for, like, most syllables in a song for a rap god. But Twisted Insane has this song called, Twisted has this song called Chop Shop, and I'm pretty sure he had way more syllables than Eminem.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, you know. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it all, I don't know. It's something to definitely think about. It'd be fun to go do that, man. It'd be fun. I have to have some spitters with me, though. Like, one of us is taking it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, go back and forth. You guys can share it, man. But it's good for competitive nature, man, and it's good for hip-hop, too. I believe when people step up their game lyrically and their flow and their ability to do it, 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 sh- shows the younger guys that, hey, man, look at what these guys are doing. We should be doing this instead of just mumbling. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Definitely,
there,
man. They
inaudible.
Yeah, they talk up. Yeah, it's wild. And it's like what I'm trying to do now, you know, because there's always going to be a certain wave in hip-hop that people don't necessarily care for. I think, let's say, early 2000s, we had, what was it, the Snap era, you know, when people were doing all these dances and you had people like D4L out. And not saying that that wasn't necessarily like, you know, because to the hip-hop side, they like, fuck that shit. We don't, you know, we don't condone that whack-ass shit. You know what I mean? But they had their own lane. You know what I mean? Like, it was fun for them. You know,
it
people like Soulja Boy came. Yeah, you know what I feel like? They have their own little lane, but I feel like we can't compare that to what we do. Like, they're over there and we're over here. So with this new mumble rap, as they call it, generation, I feel like it's the same thing. Like, they're over there doing all that, you know, fun, colorful ass shit. You know, they can have it. It's working for them. If you feel me, like,
yeah,
it's working for them. It's cool, you know, but, like, over here, we keeping it gritty. We keeping it this. We keeping it gangster. We keeping it lyrical. We keeping it hardcore, and that's what we do. You know what I mean? Like, I have, you know, I respect anybody that's doing what they do, so I don't want to take any necessarily shots at them unless they come at me. But, like, I just let them do them because they're not stopping or affecting anything we're doing over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real hip-hop, real hip-hop is always going to Trump off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as we got cats like yourselves that's making this music, you know what I'm saying, and keep putting it out there, and you know, everything should be good, man. But I truly want to thank both of you guys for coming on the show tonight. But before we get out of here, if cats want to get at you, King, for a verse or for a show, what's the best way they can do it? And then after this, I want to go off into your next song, Like This.
Oh, yeah. Like that.
Like that, my bad, bro.
Also, Gravy, get at me on Facebook at King ISO. You know, definitely like and subscribe, follow the page. Instagram, The Real King ISO. SoundCloud, King ISO. Snapchat, King ISO. For booking, hit brainsickmusic@gmail.com. As well, for verses, you can hit me on any of those other platforms, and I'll respond, and we'll get it locked in. But, yeah, definitely, man, just hit me, and I'm down to work. If you need production as well, just hit me.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And, of course, you know, you got snakehouserecords.net, Snake. Cats want to get it.
Snakehouserecords.com.
.com. Yeah, I'm fucking up bad tonight. Tonight,
sorry.
Good kicking, fellas. Tonight,
oh, no, we're good.
But, again, thank you both for coming on the show. I really, really appreciate it. We look forward to having you guys on again in the future. You know what I'm saying? Play some dope music tonight. We're not done yet. We got another dope track right here. It's called Like That, man. Let them know about this one, King ISO.
Oh, definitely, man. This is Like That off of my album Autophobia. Make sure you go grab that on all media platforms, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, Tidal, everywhere, man. Autophobia, King ISO. This is the track Like That off my recent album. Like That, let's do it.
That's what's up. Y'all fellas, be easy, man. We had Snake Lucci, King ISO right here in the Murder Master Music Show, only at UGSForLife.com. This is Like That.
Okay, you guys know it.
Much love.
Hey, you ever wake up, and you feel like, it's fuck me day today? Everything I do, I feel like motherfuckers don't like that shit, but you know what? You know how I feel though?
Hold up. Every time I ride another boy, I get to thinking, man, them niggas ain't gonna like that.
So what? No.
Sick of niggas acting like they love you with the shit that they be talking, they ain't like that.
You ain't like that.
I'm about to take a bottle to the face and I ain't fucking with you niggas, yeah, it's like that.
You know what?
I'm getting hella turned up, counting money, by my lonely motherfucker, and I like that.
Brandon.
Every time I ride another boy, I get to thinking, man, them niggas ain't gonna like that.
They like that.
I'm sick of niggas acting like they really with the shit that they be talking, they ain't like that.
You ain't like that.
I'm about to take a bottle to the face and I ain't fucking with you niggas, yeah, it's like that.
You know what?
I'm getting hella turned
fucked up, count money, I'm a lonely motherfucker, and I like that. Sick of niggas that just make a mockery of Mr. Ronis. My just pop, you make you do the mockery. I just need a bottle leader, poppin', please, a bottle leaner, palm a heater. I'ma heat you bitches up like gonorrhea. Funny how you didn't have a problem either. How you think a 5150 feels? Try to tell y'all the weirdos. Dressin' like a bitch, you not Madea. I'ma eat your broke ass up, get it by them feet. A lot of people try to be like me, but I cannot believe a thing you think you talking about. Boom, bitch, I'm bottom finger. I can see the reason why they wet me up like Aquafina. Christians thought they like me, but you not, you want them out of beer. A lot of seasons fall a ticking by me like they kinda laser. Bought a piece and got that bitch a two and some more to ya. I'm so fucking raw like your bitch without the kind of meter. Set my niggas like a beer can. Here's a La Marita. Dropping bitches, spitting ammo. I'm the king of. Follow me like Instagram. You're not a leader. I don't do black music. I don't do white music. I say both lives matter. Fuck it, I'm a zebra. Stop believing what the media gonna try to feature. That was part of social media. Ain't non-believers. I be mopping on you niggas. Y'all ain't Ganja Divas. Pop you niggas up like Godfather's pizzas. Mama Mia. Leo's meals. Mama Cedar's loving me like I'm Selena. Hot to say I'm muy caliente. Call me top into your gut. Broke hoes. I won't vote for Donald. Neither blunt. Broke. But never thirsty rocking meters. Eating greater sauce. I'm a boss. Now I got my feet up. Jesus, I was lost in the sauce. Thank God I'm an eater. Middle finger to the world and the globe. I got my penis all day. I dream about sex and I don't rock any.
Hold up. Every time I ride another bar, I get to thinking, man, the niggas ain't gonna like that. So what?
They gonna like that.
Sick of niggas acting like they really with your shit that they be talking, they ain't like that.
You ain't like that, nigga.
I'm about to take a bottle to the face and I ain't fucking with you niggas, yeah, it's like that. You know what?
What?
I'm getting hella turned up, counting money, bomb a lonely motherfucker, and I like that.
Hold up.
Every time I ride another bar, I get to thinking, man, the niggas ain't gonna like that.
No. I'm
sick of niggas acting like they really with the shit that they be talking, they ain't like that.
You ain't like that.
I'm about to take a bottle to the face and I ain't fucking with you niggas, yeah, it's like that.
You know what?
I'm getting hella turned up, counting money, I'm a lonely motherfucker, and I like that.
I be wildin' out the homies, say you Gucci hood, drippin', I'm just bitin' like my nigga Snake Lucci hood. Take it back to Trayvon, you lookin' at me through the hood. Everybody on them sticks, you think you walkin' through the woods. Rollin' up the Buddha, fuck a hookah, puffin' super good. Newbie truly hoppin' on my dick just like I knew they would. Kinda like the bitches, well, and I just made a doobie look. I don't give the bitch a bill, but how she let me do the hood? Hoppin' about the seat when the rhymin' so much that you through the woods. Doggy, why you actin' like you beefin', all you do is whoop. Fallin' wind, cause all you niggas sheep, and I'm the hugest whoop. I ain't talkin' twice like I zones of the super good. Smokin' presidential like somebody was shootin' bush. I'm dope enough for you to make my music pushing you to cook. You can use a Ruger, all you Rudy pulls a booty. Look the dopest fast rappers, last chapter, you know who the fuck. You can put me in the room with any rapper doobies. You can y'all be taking L's like a night, better use a rook. All you do is make a simple rhymes with a stupid hook that don't even match the damn subject matter you just put. Give me space while I kick this, I can use it for your bitch. Gave me Tupac backwards, who can put? Why you out acting like an ass, I'm on your floozy shush. Y'all ain't about shit, what I'ma tell you to do is shush. More bars than your cell, I'm the nuclear. Smoking Girl Scout cookies, I'm the kookie. If you hating on me, you know what to do because my big dick blessed way too many uvulas. Posing like you're a psycho, who the fuck? I had sex with a zenny, I'm doing drugs. Been on the road doing shows, getting groupie love. Me, myself, and I, they don't know what to do with us. Hold up.
Every time I ride another bar, I get to thinking, man, them niggas ain't gon' like that. So
they ain't gon' like that.
Sick of niggas acting like they really with your shit that they be talking, they ain't like that.
You ain't like that.
I'm about to take a bottle to the face and I ain't fucking with you niggas, yeah, it's like that. You know what?
What?
I'm getting hella turned up. Count money, bomb a lonely motherfucker, and I like that.
Hold up.
Every time I ride another bar, I get to thinking, man, them niggas ain't gon' like that.
No.
I'm taking niggas acting like they really with the shit that they be talking, they ain't like that.
You ain't like that.
I'm about to take a bottle to the face, and I ain't fucking with you niggas, yeah, it's like that.
You know what?
I'm getting hella turned up. Count money, bomb a lonely motherfucker,
and I like that. ISO. One of them days, nigga. Like, fuck everybody, it's just me. Fuck me day today. You don't like me, I don't like you either, nigga. My mama says you can't please everybody. Oh, shit.